looking for what you got at 5 o'clock.
We have a new accident on Eastern Boulevard at Ware Sperry Road. Please watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. 100 block of West Boulevard. That's going to be just off the Birmingham Highway, right around Russell Truck Repair. Watch out for an accident there. Highway 231 and Highway 14 in Wetumpka, we've got a stall vehicle at that intersection. It was backing up traffic northbound. Hopefully that's out of the way, but if you're in a backup there, that's the reason. In Millbrook, got an accident on Highway 14 at Browns Road. That's right near the ARC Animal Hospital. Please use caution there. Several other minor accidents, very busy all over the area. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
With the Wall Street Business Reports, I'm Jason Walker. Boeing CEO David Calhoun will be stepping down from the company at the end of the year as part of a broad management shakeup following a series of mishaps. Boeing has been under pressure since early January when a panel blew off a new 737 MAX. EU regulators have opened investigations into Apple, Google, and Meta. It's the first cases under sweeping new law designed to stop big tech companies from cornering digital markets. This could be a relatively quiet week on Wall Street. Markets will be closed on Good Friday. For today, a lot of red. The Dow lost 162 points at 39,313. S&P off 16 at 52,18. And the NASDAQ fell 44 points, 16,384. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, we have SRN News, Salem Radio News Network, coming up in just a moment. The car that gets me to and from this radio station and down to New Orleans for this coming Easter weekend is totally in the hands of Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. Now, how long have we been working together? It's been a long time. Well over 10 years. And it's just great to know that when you take your car there, whether it's for the basics, you know, keeping it in shape, nurturing it, feeding it what it needs to stay in good condition for you, they've got certified technicians at three locations to diagnose any problem you might have or just provide the basics. Go in, have them check it out to make sure there's nothing brewing that you need to know about. But basically, any repair you need there can get fixed. And by the way, they do accept car insurance repair policies. They can also sell you tires. Don worked for years. I remember this. Setting up direct relationships with the major tire manufacturers so he could bring them to you at a wholesale price and eliminate the middleman. And they always give you a price that includes installation. Partner up with them in the ongoing maintenance of your vehicle with three locations to serve you. From high atop Mount Duncan in Millbrook, that's the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road. Just north of Vaughan, serving Southeast Montgomery. And look for Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. I think they can even fix your horn.
Welcome to Babbel for Car Horns, teaching you the universal language of driving. Lesson 1, the soft two-touch. the light's been green for 2 seconds. Give a gentle reminder with 2 short beeps. Now you try it. No, that honk means you pulled right out in front of me and now you're going 25 in a 50. Try it again, like this. Your turn. Almost. That honk indicates that some SOB in a BMW stole your parking space. Again, this lesson is the soft two-touch. Try once more. Okay, let's take a break and some blood pressure medication. This is Babbel for Car Horns.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time at the tone. Five.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the United Nations Security Council issued its first demand for a ceasefire in Gaza, with the U.S. angering Israel by abstaining from the vote. Israel responded to Monday's vote by canceling a visit to Washington by a high-level delegation in the strongest public clash between the allies since the war began. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the U.S. of retreating by allowing the vote to pass without conditioning the ceasefire on the release of hostages held by Hamas. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that the gunmen who raided a suburban Moscow concert hall and killed 139 people were radical Islamists. At the same time, he reaffirmed his claim that Ukraine could have played a role in the attack, despite its strong denials and the Islamic State group's claim of responsibility. More details at SRNNews.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
No. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Trish Regan provides the analysis you need each day on the Trish Regan Podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
The Democrats keep getting this one wrong. They think that they can just flip states. If suddenly all the Hispanics are going to vote for Joe Biden. And in fact, what you're actually seeing in places like Texas is Hispanics. They're overwhelmingly coming out in favor of Trump.
Subscribe to the Trish Regan Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. There's no end to inflation. I am still sticker shocked at the store. Especially when I have to buy something I haven't bought in a long time. Like, I don't buy mayonnaise every week. So if it's something that you buy kind of like every so often, it's almost bound to be substantially higher than the last time you bought it. And that happens every... And I go to Food Outlet where it's cost plus 10. So... You know, it's whatever they're paying. I'm paying 10% on top of that, which is fine. But the basic cost, and the numbers back this up, But I also believe that the government is lying to us about the true nature of it and how severe. Oh, Fannie Willis is warning Trump there's a train coming. You got the caboose for it, bitch. That's all I'm going to say. It just galls me. Somebody who lied, who perjured herself over and over and over again, who thought nothing about taking $600,000 taxpayer dollars to hire her studly boyfriend as prosecutor for this, and she's got the balls. The train is coming. When people of that level of arrogance and ignorance are determining whether or not we're free or not, we're not in a very good position. I just need to say that we'll be talking to Brant McDonald shortly. Last couple of days in the market have not been very good. Where did we finish today? Down 162. Of course, all you'll hear from the media is another record-breaking high. Is that benefiting you directly? We'll ask Brant. We'll have give some insights on that. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. That's the place you want to take your car if your car is damaged in an accident. It's funny. It's the one business. Donnie and Brandon Turner, who know, hope you never have to call 27-WRECK with a W because that means something bad has happened. But if your car is damaged and it's not drivable, make sure you have it towed there because what you deserve is the best possible outcome. That's what you pay the premiums for. Your insurance adjuster will be thrilled that you picked MPB. Their reputation within that group is sterling. And then you'll be glad at the end of all the trial and tribulation and paperwork and inconvenience that comes with a car accident that you picked them because the car that you damaged in that accident is going to look good as new, maybe better, because they have the talent, the technology, and the willpower, elbow grease, whatever you want to call it, to make that the outcome for every vehicle that's entrusted to them. And they've been doing this for four decades. That's a heck of a track record. MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, the number 27-WRECK with a W. Rich's forecast in a moment. It's starting to look more and more like that rain Rich was talking about earlier today.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. 10 massive casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a storm system fast approaching. The winds are picking up ahead of it, and wind advisory is in effect tonight with winds gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. We're dry through the evening hours, but scattered showers developing in the overnight hours, low 62. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Locally heavy downpours at times, high 71. Wednesday's high 73. We'll be in the upper 60s on Thursday, mostly sunny, and then warmer by the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hoo-ah!
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Awoke this morning feeling blue, uninspired, dreading work? You may be suffering from bracketosis.
Bracketosis.
Sadness whenever you check the office standings and see your March Madness bracket is dead last. Because you picked Auburn over Yale, St. Mary's over Grand Canyon, and had Kentucky winning it all. Now look, you'd rather move to the woods and live off crickets and pond water than deal with an office where everyone knows you did worse than Donna in HR.
Is Duke a person?
Bracketosis has no cure. The good news is, you can prevent it from recurring next year by taking the $20 you normally would pay to enter the office pool and setting it on fire. Bracketosis. Because nobody should have to finish behind Donna in HR.
Is Gonzaga a cheese?
You know, I'm not sure. It is 516 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Coming up a little bit later this hour, Miss Murray, the movie maven. We're gonna talk about some really great foreign movies, unless you're really into the regurgitation. We had a story last week that Gen Z and Gen Y, 75%, they want to see a new idea from Hollywood. I think that's fantastic. Maybe there's hope after all. We will be going over a couple of options that I think you'll really enjoy. That's around 5:35 this afternoon. Right now, we join Mr. Right on the Money. Where's my cast? There it is. Maybe Shohei Ohtani's interpreter took it. Brad McDonald from Invest Advisors. Brad, I think we didn't have you on Friday, but we went through all the angst of waiting for Auburn to win that game. And I think ESPN said there were 29.2 million brackets filled out in their contest. All of them were no good after the first round of games. Not the whole weekend, just the first Thursday and Friday, they were all done.
Yep, including mine. yeah, man, I'll tell you, it was a really, really tough loss. As you know, Coach Pearl and I have an incredibly close relationship.
Yes.
I've had some very, very long conversations with him, talked with him this morning, as a matter of fact, and can't really reveal much of what he said other than just to say, you know, there's an extreme amount of disappointment, as you can imagine. It's tough. It's very, very tough. And but hey, it is what it is. And the only thing you can do is hold your head high and circle the wagons and gear up for next year. So that's what we're going to do. But I tell you, I do love March Madness and certainly been watching all the games in spite of that. And there have been some really, really incredible ball games. And looking forward to see what happens next week. I'm not too prideful to wish Alabama fans good luck.
There was so much disappointment over the Auburn game that what's been lost is that Alabama's still alive. They're in the Sweet 16, which is pretty cool. Even though
they are, it'll be interesting to see how, you know, even Nate Oates has admitted that their defense is just non-existent, and it's extremely tough at this stage of the tournament to really, really be super competitive against some of these great teams if you can't play defense. So we'll see how all that comes out, but.
Tell us about
a lot of fun in spite of my Auburn Tigers.
Tell us about our money today and what's coming up over the course of this week ahead of us.
So we got a couple of pieces of data this week. First of all, just say, Friday is obviously Good Friday, so markets will be closed on Friday. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, though, that's when we are going to receive the PCE, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, which, as I've been saying month after month on the show, this is the Fed's preferred gauge to assess what's happening on the inflation front. And as we know, over the last few months, the PCE as well as CPI, but the PCE, both of them have been trending higher. It will be reported on Friday morning at 7:30, but markets will be closed, so we won't see any reaction to that piece of data until the following Monday. Now, I will say this before I move on from that. One is that if you look at what's been happening with West Texas Intermediate crude, as well as with Brent crude, they've been trending higher.
You also
have to look at what's been happening with respect to geopolitical tensions. That, you know, they slowly continue to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And we saw that this incident, who knows, terrorists, whatever it was that happened in Russia. Now Putin is really dialing up the rhetoric and looks to be much, much more aggressive in his, from a military perspective. Today we saw China make a really significant announcement where they're going to stop the ability of companies like NVIDIA and Intel and other U.S. semiconductor companies from producing chips or selling chips, rather, into China. So that's probably going to have an impact. So my point in all this is that we just continue to see what I call deglobalization, where these countries are just pulling further and further apart, and that's never good. And then you get these military sort of incidents that keep popping up and possibly getting worse, and so we've seen what's happened, you know, over in the Mediterranean Sea with the Houthis and all of this stuff. So you're getting supply chain disruption. It's just a lot of these things are not going in the right direction. And my point in bringing all that up is that it's certainly not going to be helpful on the inflation front, to say the least.
Yeah.
So my expectation is you're going to see a little hotter number with this PCE Friday, and that's going to be problematic for a market that is pricing in rate cuts. With a Fed, Jay Powell, who sat high up on his pedestal on Wednesday and lectured us about how they think they're orchestrating a soft landing and that they're going to probably cut rates three times. Most likely the first one, odds are, will be in June. But he didn't even push back on the idea that it might happen in May.
Right.
And we know from the reports we've been doing every afternoon with you, Greg, that this is all political. We know this. Lastly, I would say we do get a piece of data tomorrow, which is the consumer confidence number. That will be interesting to see, because we know the consumer has been really, really under a considerable amount of stress. It's showing up in credit even more so than it had been a few months ago. So it'll be interesting to see how that number comes out tomorrow. But outside of that, those are the two big key pieces of data. And I suspect this market's going to be very cautious as we move closer to Friday.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just I digest everything you tell us. And I love the way you describe Chairman Powell, because I don't see numbers going in a direction where he's going to be able to justify those rate cuts. I know that we talked about this with David Blackman earlier, too, not only about the rising oil prices, but the fact that this administration does whatever the hell it wants. And if it doesn't get what it wants, it pressures the people who can make it happen. So Powell is very vulnerable to everything else. That this is a mafiosa kind of operation in the White House and in Congress. They really, it's like having Nick the Trunk for president. They'll because they want their power. They want the selection. They want absolute power, and they will coerce, cajole, threaten to get their way. And that's what worries me. Nothing seems to be happening on an organic basis, especially with this group.
I totally agree.
And I don't know how you
totally agree. They're watching the polls. You know, I don't know. You probably saw Frank Luntz in his interviews talking about the impact of what is happening with all of this they're putting Trump through. I think, I don't know if you saw that interview with him or not, but all he was saying was, I mean, he was like, look, these Democrats are going to elect Trump. If they actually go through with seizing his property, and that's all on live television for the whole country to see,
right,
it's not going to play well. And it's going to backfire on them. And sure enough, I think they caved a little bit over the weekend, because I don't know if you saw the news this morning, but now the courts have ruled that they're lowering that that bond
yes.
requirement from $450 million to $150 million. I think there's sort of like, okay, we better chill out a little bit here. This is not playing yeah. well. He is dramatically gaining in the polls.
Yeah, that's what we talked about earlier. I think that decision to reduce his bond was politically motivated, not for judicial right or wrong, that somebody reached out to that judge and said, cut this down because it's making us look bad. That's all they care about.
That's it. And exactly what you were just saying. I mean, this is all so political. It's all a bunch of BS. We know this. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're right. They don't care about him. They are literally caving under pressure from the White House because the polling numbers are so bad
yeah.
over this. It's pathetic. But anyway. All right, man. Well, listen, you guys have a great evening. We're about to go play a ball game.
Okay.
We have a late night game. Instead of the 5:30, we got the 6:30 tonight. So we'll be with you regular time tomorrow. Wednesday will have to be early, and
okay.
then regular time on Thursday as well.
We accommodate as needed, sir. Thank you for your time, Brent.
Greg, I appreciate y'all. Have a great evening.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, I mentioned coming up, we're going to talk movies with Miss Murray, the movie maven, who's made some great recommendations, and thanks to those of you who have written back to say, appreciate it, I really enjoyed it. We're going to talk foreign movies, foreign language, but subtitled, and there's one idea on this list that I am totally intrigued by, because I just think it's a really brilliant concept to build a movie around. All of that is just ahead on News Talk. Right now we check traffic, and we have your local news next.
Well, we believe a lot of our earlier accidents have cleared. However, we do have a couple that are still on the books. East Boulevard and Waresbury Road, that's our latest. Please use caution there. Also, the 100 block of West Boulevard, that's going to be right off Birmingham Highway, right around Russell Truck Repair. Had a minor accident there. And traffic's very heavy everywhere. Light to mostly moderate traffic on all the outbound roads from Montgomery, like 231 to Wetumpka, 331 outbound to Crenshaw County, Troy Highway. Boulevards are busy, and I-65 and 85 are loading up through downtown Montgomery. It's just that time of the day. Buckle up and be safe. We will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situation, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. A small plane owned by Auburn University crashed Sunday afternoon in Opelika. The plane crashed during a training flight about 2,000 feet from the runway shortly after takeoff from Auburn Regional Airport. The one person aboard the aircraft was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The Crimson Tide is the only one of four teams from the state of Alabama to survive the weekend's NCAA basketball tournament. Alabama defeated Grand Canyon University 72-61 Sunday night to advance to the Sweet 16. Auburn, UAB, and Samford were all defeated in first-round action Thursday and Friday. The woman convicted of setting the fire inside the historic First Baptist Church in downtown Montgomery has been sentenced. Shioquin Yan received a sentence of 8.5 years after being convicted of arson last year. Yan is an illegal immigrant from China. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Have you been injured at your workplace? Call me, Johnny Adams, Alabama's personal injury attorney. There's no fee until we win your case.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call 5 Innovations today.
Our
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Ahoy there, landlubbers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, Senator. You better think twice about banning TikTok or you'll be doing the blackout challenge. Permanently? I will do the cha-cha slide on your grave after I run you over with my car and then open the door and dance along to that Drake song. Don't mess with us TikTok influencers or else we'll do several makeup tutorials as we get ready too. Attend your funeral. You have been warned.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
All right, we are going to be talking movies in just a moment with movie maven Miss Murray. And Rich's forecast is up ahead. I'm just looking for updates on headlines we've been discussing all day. The one that jumped out at me from Citizen Free Press. You can't make these people up, and why would you if you could? But the headline says, ironic headline from Rolling Stone, Biden is building a superstructure to stop Trump from stealing the election legitimately. That's basically, I added the legitimately, but they may as well put that word on it. That these people have the brazenness, the chutzpah, the audacity. They're worried about Trump stealing an election. You know why they're worried? Because they did it, and they know it can be done. It is 5:33, Rich's forecast, just a moment away.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a storm system fast approaching. The winds are picking up ahead of it, and wind advisory is in effect tonight with winds gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. We're dry through the evening hours, but scattered showers developing in the overnight hours, low 62. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Locally heavy downpours at times, high 71. Wednesday's high 73. We'll be in the upper 60s on Thursday, mostly sunny, and then warmer by the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Miss Murray's Movie Minute brought to you by AMS Studios. Relax your soul, refresh your mind, and renew your sparkle with AMS Studios. In Bramble and AMS-Studios.com online. Call 730-1268 as we answer our own phone and we find our movie maven, Miss Murray, there. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I would like to reestablish your pedigree a little bit with our listeners because you studied film when you were attending Auburn University. In fact, let's give you a big...
There you go. Thank you. There you go.
My first question is, you're... interest in foreign films, was that something you were into before you studied them, or was this something that you got into as a result of your time at Auburn?
I think I've always been interested in them. I actually, my first job was at Blockbuster Video, and I started watching every movie I could get my hands on.
Ah, that's a pretty good training ground for the kinds of things that you share with us. My only exposure, I was really interested, and I liked the style of Ingmar Bergman. I just thought he had a real fingerprint on any work he did, the way he directed his films, and there's one called The Magician that they even showed on WGN in Chicago, which was mostly known for showing pretty commercial stuff. But you've got a list here of things with a person who may not be inclined to consider a foreign-made movie, but stuff that's worth taking a look at. So you go ahead, and what's first on your list?
Well, the first two, I both watched both of them over the weekend, and it's a strange coincidence because one is Norwegian and one is Sweden, and I didn't intend to do some kind of tour of the Great North or anything, but...
Scandinavia.
Yeah, the Norwegian one that I watched is called The Worst Person in the World, and I kind of just... the title grabbed me, and then the story was really good. It's about a girl just trying to navigate the seas of love and, finding out when it's not good, you have to let it go and move on and try something else.
Now, tell us about the other movie that we're going to discuss, because the premise for this film, I cheated, I looked at your notes. The premise for this film, I think, is really, really fascinating. Force Majeure, did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, Force Majeure.
How do you like that? I'm getting better at my French.
Oh, oui, oui. Very good. Pardon my French. Well, I actually mentioned this one on Friday when I was talking about the Triangle of Sadness director, because this was his first film, Force Majeure, and I thought, oh, I need to see that one, and it just happened to be on Hulu when I was looking for something to watch, so I hit play.
What's the premise of the movie?
It's about a family that's on vacation at a ski resort in the French Alps, and they are caught in an avalanche. And it's supposed to be a planned avalanche, but it doesn't go as planned, and it sort of affects their, even though the family is okay from it, it causes all kinds of psychological issues that become the focus of the story. So it's a real talking movie more than an action movie, but it's good.
What's wrong with a talking movie? I think that just the whole premise, the effects of being trapped by an avalanche and how people would behave under those circumstances is pretty interesting. I lack that idea. What
and
else?
Even the title "Force Majeure" is basically another name for an act of God, so that plays into it as well.
I learned more French again, Rich.
Oui, oui.
I am becoming bilingual here in one movie segment. The thing I want to recommend. When I watch a foreign movie, I always put the captions on the largest type available because it overrides the fact that the dialect is in a foreign language, and it makes the movie, for me, a lot more entertaining. What else do you have on your list of recommended foreign films?
Well, I looked back at some of my favorite foreign movies from the past, and one of them that stands out very bigly is Pan's Labyrinth, which is a Guillermo del Toro film. It's in Spanish, and it's set in World War II in Spain, and it's kind of the same story as The Labyrinth with David Bowie, but it's a lot darker and a lot more sticks with you longer.
And you have one more?
Yes. My first foray into foreign films, I think, was probably Akira Kurosawa's Dream, which came out in 1990. I don't think I watched it right when it first came out, but it's basically just like eight little vignettes that are based on real dreams that he had in his life.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really interesting, pretty surreal, very colorful. Makes you think.
Kind of like real dreams.
Stuck with me for 35 years, so I mean, must have been good.
So, let me, a quick question here, and this is just, you know, very subjective, but why is it that people resist the idea there may be a good foreign film and they're missing the chance? Because it's in a different language. It's got subtitles. Why not?
I think just people's reluctance to read in general. They're like, I don't want to read my movie, so it's just something people need to get over because there's a lot of really good movies out there. And maybe they're not fast readers and the subtitles go by too fast, so there could be a lot of reasons, but
I think you're right. Maybe it's
your neck out and try something.
Maybe it's perceived as, well, I don't want to work to have to enjoy a movie by focusing on subtitles.
I think that is.
But good recommendations, and I am going to be watching Force Majeure this evening. So next time we talk on Wednesday, I will be giving you some feedback, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks for joining us and taking our minds off politics and all the other crap. Yeah, it's been great. You have a wonderful evening.
Thanks, you too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, I am going to be watching Force Majeure. I know a lot of people think I go home and I watch, but that's not true. We have a call. Good afternoon.
Hello, Greg. This is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
I've got another foreign film that she didn't mention that was also by Kurosawa that was made in 1954. Have you seen the film The Magnificent Seven?
The Magnificent Seven?
Yes.
I have. That's a spaghetti western, isn't it? Or...
Yes, what the film I'm referring to was based off, this is, The Magnificent Seven was based off this one, but the one I'm talking about is Seven Samurai.
Oh, Seven Samurai. I've heard of that.
Yeah, that one's a good one. That's well worth it.
I appreciate that, and I made a notation on that, and I will bring that up again on Wednesday when we visit movies. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Have a good afternoon, y'all.
Yeah, too. By the way, we always appreciate it when you have recommendations of your own you would like to contribute to the conversation. The whole idea is to, she became part of our group of Baumhauers, and in just casual chat, her knowledge of movies and things that I knew, had heard, titles I'd heard, but never looked at on Netflix and Hulu, have worked out really well. So I look forward to seeing what she has to recommend. It is 5:43. Here is The Man.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ding, 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 ding. There he sits inside your local coffee shop, sporting a man bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. She posts lots of selfies on her Instagram. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L.
Oh, no. M-I-L-L-E-N-I-A.
It is 5:51 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I have a funny experience from time to time when I'm watching stuff at home, Rosie. Mm-hmm. A movie or a TV show will have a soundbite from one of my hotkeys.
Really?
So I had Turner Classic on last night, sort of as a, well, Sunday night, you know, they usually have something pretty good on. And I heard this line.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
Has nothing to do with being gay. It's just a line from an all-time classic movie.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
Who can tell me who said that? And I'll give you a bonus credit, not that it's worth anything. If you can tell me the name of the film that it's in. That is, and I did not know the source for that until I had... Yeah. This movie on last night, a movie I've seen a couple of times. It's one of the, and this is another, I'd love to, you know, in these segments, delve further into comedy and the different eras of comedy, like in the 30s and 40s, starting with the movie It Happened One Night with Clark Gable and Myrna Loy, which was Best Picture in 34. I know a little bit about this stuff myself. Mm-hmm. I'm just so cultured. Stop laughing. I have watched other movies besides Naked Gun and Airplane. I want everybody to know that. It's from that type of film. And, of course, at the time that line was put in the movie...
I just went gay all of a sudden.
Anybody know? 272-9228. Very, very famous actor. And a film that Turner runs about once every two or three months because its popularity is... still pretty solid. Anybody recognize that? Now, I'm not upset nobody's called on it, because I didn't know until last night where that hotkey came from. Now you know where some of these...
I am gay.
That's the former governor of New Jersey.
I am not gay.
That's the senator who was playing footsie in the Minneapolis airport. Larry Craig, I think, was his name. Yeah. There's... all kinds, that's of a more recent vintage. But gay, of course, used to mean happy. In fact, my sister, not the physicist, my other sister who is a brilliant artist, her middle name is Gay. And my morning partner in Florida, we were talking about middle names, and she said, you know, Gregory Benjamin Budell, like all the women I've worked at, including that older lady. Used to work with, but I said, what's yours? And she said, well, I don't really use it much more, but I was born Susan Gay. I'm sure there are others. Who do we have on the phone, Rosie?
Ross.
I don't have my caller guy, Ross. How are you, Ross?
Yes, sir. Doing great. How are you today?
Good. Can you name that film?
I don't know the film. I think it's Chevy Chase is the actor, though. I bet you wanted the actor's name.
Oh, the actor. But believe it or not, it's not. But right. That's as good a guess as any, because if you had asked me yesterday, I might have guessed Chevy Chase. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Here is Big Paul.
Yeah, but would it be Gene Wilder?
No, I...
It does sound a little like him.
It does. It does. But like I said, I had no idea until last night. And I heard it, and my head jerked up. Whenever I hear one of my hotkeys on the TV show or movie, that always gets my attention. But thank you for trying. Appreciate your participation.
Robert on three.
Robert, good afternoon. Can you name that actor?
The movie is Bring It Up, Baby.
And the actor?
The actor is Gary Cooper.
No, it's Cary Grant. But you got the movie You got the movie
Cary Grant.
I wish I had a prize to reward you. I don't, but I'm sure a few good words from me makes your day, right?
What a bunch of crap.
All right.
And then
And tell your baby I say hello next time you go to New Orleans.
I will absolutely do that. That'll be this coming weekend.
All right, tell her I say hello. Tell her Robert say hello.
I will. Down to Gooseville this coming weekend for Easter. And yes, she may be 34 years old, but she's going on a freaking Easter egg hunt. Because I'm dad.
With eggs filled with money, no doubt.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
There'll be some money in the eggs.
That's what big girls like.
And you know what? She'll still give me the eye roll. Then, oh, Dad, why don't you just hand me a card with some money in it? No, you're not taking that away from me. I want you to do Easter egg hunts since you learned to walk. So I am not going to be cheated. I will not be denied. Our final traffic update with Skipper.
Well, the good news, most of our earlier accidents have cleared or in the process right now of being cleared. And we have no major problems anywhere, but we are still fighting a lot of very heavy traffic this afternoon. I-65 and 85 are still very, very busy through downtown Montgomery. Got a good bit of traffic still on 231 to Wetumpka, Troy Highway, Taylor Road busy, as well as 331 outbound from Montgomery into Crenshaw County. No major problems anywhere at the moment, but good bit of heavy traffic still on the roads. Buckle up and be safe. We'll keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
This April, spring into mountains of fun during our Winning Rovers giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have two chances to win big, so come play throughout March and April to earn entries. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, and again on Saturday, April 27th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Land Rover Defender. Exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and the people who bankroll my political career tell me I'm running for president. So here I am.
Real, hardworking Americans are important to me. Is a tagline I will be using throughout this entire campaign.
I may not be qualified to be president, but a dramatic camera angle can make me look like a president. A president with the conviction to nod, the courage to point, and the experience to cram buzzwords into everything I jobs. Ideas, policies, morals. These are things I don't need. What I need is $2 billion. Here's the part where I gloss over important issues. Issues like education and making it good. The economy. And improving it by repeating the word jobs. And blah, 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 something to get votes from women and minorities. I have a five-step plan for making America better. Appeal to special interest billionaires and lobbyists behind closed doors. Raise $2 billion. Promise you earnestly that it'll be different this time. Get elected. Break all my promises to you and work tirelessly for the big donors who bought my presidency. Anytime I can pull a favor for special interest, it always gives me a huge donor. And at this point in my political career, anytime I can get a donor to last longer than 4 years, well... Every 4 years, Americans are faced with a critical choice. Clinton or Bush or someone else. Well, I'm Gil Fulbright. With a big enough donor, I can be that someone else. I'm Honest Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever my marketing team has put into this message. Oh, the Chesapeake Bay. Huh, yeah.